pirate would deem his inappropriate actions appropriate. Months later, at a banquet announcing his son as Sports Illustrated's 2009 Sportsman of the Year, Charles Jeter spoke for his wife, Dot, when he told the crowd, "One of the things that's really special for us is the fact that sometimes when we're traveling, people might come up to us and they often say, 'You know, I'm not a Yankee fan, but you know something? Your son has class and plays hard, and we really respect what he's all about.'" In the end, this is why millions of young ballplayers around America ask their coaches to assign them jersey number 2. Jeter does not embarrass the umpires or his coaches or his teammates or himself. His common acts of decency have made him the most respected and beloved figure in the game. Funny, but Jeter never hit 25 home runs in a season. He never won a batting title, never won a Most Valuable Player award. But Jeter did win championships and a place in any debate over the greatest all-around shortstop of all time. He also won the title of patron saint of clean players in an era defined by performance-enhancing drugs. When I told him in the spring of 2009 that I would be writing a book about his career, Jeter immediately replied, "My career's not over." I explained my goal: to author a defining work on his time with the Yankees as he was about to become the first member of the world's most famous ball team to collect 3,000 hits. Jeter decided against making major contributions to this book, in part because he did not want